Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Of the American Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt, and we are broadcasting from the heart of the American Redoubt in the Free Zone's Patriot Territory, coming at you with episode 1737. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show, and I am your host, John Jacob Schmidt. My name's your name, too, if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, but you already know that. Hey, thank you guys so much for supporting us by clicking through the Amazon links before you do your shopping and for sending that to your friends. All of that is really, really helpful. We're very grateful. Thank you guys for your support. Thank you for your prayers and your letters of encouragement. Just very grateful for that. Before we get into everything, I wanted to share a few updates for you guys, especially if you're in Ameron or maybe not in Ameron, but you just want to stay informed and you have the app, the app for your mobile device for the Ameron app. We're supposed to send out monthly alerts once a month about the first, sometimes the second of each month, but I've not actually done that for a few months because of just everything in my life that's been going on. So I went to revive that and send out an app for our monthly December 1st app test for our alerts, to send out an alert. And the fields that we put in all of the information for what audio file plays, what banner appears, and then the text when I put in a message, they change that. It's a pro feature. You get pay and upgrade and all this stuff. So I went back to our app developers, consulted with them, and said, where do we go from here? Do we pay for this upgrade? Do we look for a different app service? So anyway, they are scrambling right now and trying to find a solution. So hang in there with us. Hopefully by January 1st, starting off the new year, we will have that app or another app. We'll have something in place for your mobile devices. So that's being worked on. Also, I am very excited. I'm pleased to announce, finally, oh my gosh, it's been such a long time coming. But the live streaming on Sunday nights, it appears that next Sunday, we truly will be able to live stream. There is a device we got it now on the way. It's through our Stream Monster service that we stream through to the Shoutcast server for live streaming. Well, there's a device that once it's configured, it will actually be portable. I'll be able to take it with me on the go in the field. It's not a multiple software. Right now, when we live stream, it's multiple software programs that all work together. And it's kind of buggy, and it has just been an issue. So we're actually that should be here this week, which means I'll be able to live stream immediately, within 5 minutes after getting it. So next Sunday, and we'll put out an announcement and let everybody know that we will be live streaming next Sunday. So pass the word, and we are slowly recovering here from from this fall. This season. Okay. And then also, hey, kids, listen up. December 17th, that is when we will be putting out the one-time pad exercise, or the numbers for the one-time pad for your chance to win the 35-year anniversary edition of the 200-shot Red Ryder range model air rifle with a compass in the stock. So that's going to be coming up. Segment two tonight, I'll be talking more about that. And get you pointed in the right direction. So you'll be all ready to go and trained up for 2 weeks from now, December 17th, we'll be putting out that secret code from little Orphan Annie. That's going to be a lot of fun. Really good stuff. All right, let's get down to the news and commentary brought to you by our friend and author, Glenn Tate, and the 299 Days book series, all 10 books out, including the audiobooks. All right, you guys know North Korea fired another ballistic missile. This was, what, on the 28th, I believe. Maybe it was the 27th, 28th. Earlier this week, they did it again. So things are heating up. Now, this is where I was saying, okay, President Trump, I'm so happy with so many things that he has done as president. I'm just so relieved, especially considering how close we came to having that woman in that office. But look, we count on them. We pay them to keep us safe. One of the things that Trump vowed is that we cannot allow North Korea to have nuclear strike capabilities to be able to hit the United States mainland. Well, based on the trajectory of this latest cruise missile, which fell near Japan in the ocean, but based on the height and the trajectory of it, it became very clear. It was the confirmation, the affirmation that they do indeed now have reliable strike capabilities with nuclear armed missiles that could hit the United States. So Trump said, we cannot allow that. So now, President Trump, what are you going to do? What are you going to do about it? Now, obviously, I know things are going on behind the scenes. There is actually a lot of movement now. Troops and aircraft that are continuing to go into the, there is a buildup that's happening. We want to project force and willingness to use it without tipping our hand as to, you know, specific actions and operations. I get that. But that's my question. What are you going to do about this now that they're capable of it? Not that other countries aren't capable of it also, but these guys have been saying they're going to wipe us off the face of the planet. They're going to hurl us into darkness. They're going to annihilate the United States. And now they have the capability of doing it. So, pretty serious. Well, they seem to be taking it seriously. This is way behind schedule anyway. The Pentagon is evaluating U.S. West Coast missile defense sites. Reuters put this out. The U.S. agency, tasked with protecting the country from missile attacks, is scouting the West Coast for places to deploy new anti-missile defenses. And that's according to two congressmen that said this yesterday on Saturday. As North Korea's missile tests raise concerns about how the United States would defend itself from an attack. And of course, this is coming from, you know, an 8-year period era from the previous president, who will not be named, dismantling our national defense, including missile defense systems. So now it's going to take years to try to recover that. I hope we have years to be able to put something like that into place. Trump is actively considering moving the embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And of course, the leftists, the globalists, are freaking out. Vice President Mike Pence says President Trump is actively considering when and how to move the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, a decision opposed by the Palestinians. Who cares? Who cares if they're opposed to it? Philistines is what they are. This was interesting also. This was from One News Now. Well, actually, I found it on One News Now. Officials with a county school district say they have halted school-related trips into the city because of escalating violence in the city. They're stopping school student trips. And this is Mogadishu. Oh, wait. No, this is Baltimore. In the United States, the new Mogadishu. You thought it was Chicago, didn't you? Nope, Baltimore, Maryland. Environmental groups have sued to hamstring federal trappers in the abatement of nuisance predators. They don't want them trapping, and so this could affect deer hunting. And I saw this, and of course I perked up there. This affects me. Future deer seasons are threatened. And then I saw, oh, this is California. California. Deer hunting still legal in California? Probably you have to have like milled stainless steel bullets with no lead. Probably a serial number. Your citizen ID number has to be engraved in it, along with a note from your mother and your background check confirmation number. All that has to be engraved in your bullets now. Unbelievable. California, they're sunk. Why are you even living there? Why are you still there? Get out. Get out of California. Now, okay, now I know some of you are holding the ground, still in the fight, taking the fight behind enemy lines. Okay, God bless you. But if you don't have a strict, distinct calling to be in occupied territory fighting the good fight, California's fallen. It is. You're in the occupied zones. This is a call to all freedom-loving, liberty-minded, God-fearing patriots to strengthen the American redoubt and get moved out of the occupied zones. If you don't have a specific calling engaged in the fight for liberty, get out. We need to strengthen the conservative pockets. This is a very strategic thing for long-range purposes. So somebody's there, they're fighting to try to keep, they're concerned about deer hunting, the quality of deer hunting in California. Oh, the American Family Association, they have joined an effort to defend an Air Force colonel. This is sad. The military is it's being used as part of this social experiment to advance immorality and godlessness. I know that the chaplain corps is really taking a beating in the military. Punishment of Colonel Leland Bohannon. The punishment of Colonel Leland Bohannon earned a November 21st action alert from the American Family Association. Friends of ours, we support them. And plus, they get a high five from Radio Free Redoubt for making it on the right-wing extremist domestic terrorist list by the Southern Poverty Law Center. So good on you, American Family Association. Right there is worth supporting them. And of course, you know, the SPLC, they throw in a few, skinheads or neo-Nazis and everything so they can try to keep their list legitimate. And then they put the American Family Association on there and so many other Christian, patriotic, conservative organizations that are just unbelievable. Those people are sick. Okay, so Bohannon was working at Kirtland Air Force Base in New Mexico when a retiring master sergeant, who is a homosexual, asked the officer to sign a certificate of spouse appreciation for his same-sex spouse. Unbelievable. These are the headlines today. Because he opposes same-sex marriage, Bohannon sought advice about the moral dilemma and eventually found a two-star general to sign it. But the sergeant filed a complaint, and the colonel, a decorated combat pilot, in line for promotion to general, was suspended because he passed this off to someone else because this violates my moral conscience. Well, AFA Action spokesman Bob Chambers said that the Air Force has basically told Bohannon that there's no room in the U.S. Armed Forces for a religious accommodation. Wow. So there's room for homosexuals now, thanks to the previous administration that will not be named. But they said, therefore, we're going to suspend you and basically we're going to end your military career by putting remarks in your personnel record that would pretty much guarantee that you're never going to get promoted. So now there is protection for religious views in the Trump administration after the president signed an executive order in May instructing the Department of Justice to provide such guidance to executive agencies, which includes the Department of Defense. So this is an ongoing battle. Remember, we're on borrowed time as long as this president's in place. And remember, they're going to work very hard to put somebody hardcore left in there after Trump. So make good use of this time right now. There is a situation going on involving Jack Phillips. You guys know the Colorado florist. refused to make a floral arrangement for a homosexual wedding, and he was basically prosecuted under their equality laws. So this thing, they're fighting it, and it's going to the Supreme Court. And so this is really huge, and they're asking for prayer for this whole thing because it will set a precedent that will have ripple effects that will sweep across this nation as far as religious liberty goes. It's a really big deal for those of us. I mean, this is what prompted people to go to the new land, the new country, to what would become the United States, but to America. It was religious persecution. This country was founded on those seeking religious freedom. Freedom to worship Christ as their conscience dictated. And then here we have now, 300 years later, people being persecuted again because of their faith. From our military all the way down to flower shop owners. Amazing. And then you've got this group, like this interfaith group, they're going to celebrate diversity, which they did, I think that was yesterday, in Twin Falls, Idaho. See, there's a fight, even in the free zones, even in heavy patriot territory. These leftists are at it. They are, they're having this interfaith group, which is all these different religious groups. Some of them even claiming to be Christians, but they're very heavily involved in supporting immoral things and, you know, Islamifying our nation. And they're all for it. They want to support it. So they are, let's see, a group of faith leaders are planning an interfaith rally in response to an October incident. And they're responding to a hate crime that took place. So they're all standing there in unity. Unified together to stand against hate because of this hate crime in October that happened. And I'm thinking, what hate crime? What hate has happened? Tell us. Well, somebody put butchered pig parts draped on a cross at the Islamic Center of Twin Falls. So I guess that's a hate crime. People do not want their communities Islamified. We've seen how well that's gone over in Europe. In fact, Germany opened their borders wide up. Now that they're being raped and pillaged and oppressed, and there's places where you don't go, especially if you're a white, blonde female, and now Germany is paying these refugees to leave and go back to their countries. They're paying them. So they get to pay for them twice. Way to go, Europe. What a trash heap that place has become. Oh, my goodness. We've covered that interfaith group before in the past. That's pretty disconcerting. But we want to keep an eye on this kind of stuff so you know what's going on. You need to stand against these people when they try organizing in your communities. It is a big deal. All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about, Santa nets, and we're going to talk about, kids, listen up. You're going to have some instructions for how you can practice and prepare for the numbers, the one-time pad secret code numbers that will be read on the 17th in 2 weeks from now. So we'll be talking about that more in just a moment. Don't go away. We'll be right back. I've been trying to find a smell. It's not a country that I meant. I wanted to grab your hand. It was holding on to something. The woman stared into my eyes. And there was nothing she could find. I swore that I'd be nice if you promised we'd be fine.
Wonder how we got to this point in America when we can hardly recognize it anymore? I'll tell you how. We've handed the children over to a communist agenda, and shame on you, the generation before mine and the one before that, for your apathy. Don't believe it's an agenda? Vladimir Lenin, the patriarch of Soviet communism, said, "Give me 4 years to teach the children, and the seed I have sown will never be uprooted." Well, we're seeing the fruits those seeds have turned into. We're watching the communist agenda unfold in our society and in our public schools and in our institutions of higher indoctrination. Someone a little smarter introduced this concept first, however. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. That's from Proverbs 22, verse 6. What seeds are you allowing to be planted? Are they godly seeds or the atheistic, poisonous seeds Lenin spoke of? Bob Holliday said it best by posing this rhetorical question. What Jewish family in the Bible would have sent their kids off to Rome to be educated? Well, that's exactly what some of you are doing. Just think it over. There are alternatives, you know. I'm Violette Sabo with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
Hey, this is Jordan Page, and you are tuned into Radio Free Readout.
This is segment two. Segment two is brought to you by Selkirk Mountain Real Estate. To help Patriots get moved strategically, replaced. We're going to replace you into the northern part of the panhandle of North Idaho is where Selkirk Mountain Real Estate focuses their efforts to help you get moved. Go to selkirkmountainrealestate.com. Great folks. Okay. Also, hey, if you have not been to libertystate.org, go check it out. There's changes being made all the time. That is the effort for Eastern Washington to break away from the oppressive leftist communists. They've got a statue of Stalin that they're so proud of over there on the west side. Well, Liberty State is the solution. It is the only solution to land rights issues, personal freedom, less government, lower taxes, more freedom, and Liberty State. It is building momentum. Go to libertystate.org. And they're asking for donations to help with the website costs. And it looks like the flags, the funding for the flags, the state flag that you guys voted on is in the works right now. So also very close to the state seal being chosen. I think there's just a few more votes. They need like 20 more votes, I think, to hit 1,000 votes. And they're going to cut that off. So you guys get to choose what the state seal and the state flag is going to look like, at least in the interim. Go to libertystate.org. Okay, first, before we talk about the one-time pad stuff, do you have a chance to talk to Santa on the air? Now, there are a couple of different nets. One is going to be just on the 23rd and the 24th, so the Christmas Eve and Christmas Eve. I'll talk about that in just a second, but first, there's a net that goes on from November 24th all the way through Christmas Eve. So it's going on every night. It went on tonight. It's going to be tomorrow night and the next night after that. And that's on 3916 kilohertz, 3916 or 3.916 megahertz. And that is called the Santa net. It's the friendliest nets in all of ham radio. It's right there on their website. Every year on 3916, should be easy enough to remember. And we'll put this, we'll put a posting up on Amron.com. We'll put links on Radio Free Redoubt and Amron.com. So you guys will be able to just click on through these links. And this will be in the highlights and resources posting too. And give us 24 to 36 hours to get those posted. So if you want to, 3916, every year, they give good little boys and girls a chance to talk to Santa Claus at the North Pole. It's indeed a magical experience to experience kids talking with Santa through the magic of amateur radio. The Santa Net is on the air every night, November 24th through December 24th at 7:30 p.m. Central Time. You can check in early if you want. But to participate in the Santa Net, just have your kids prepared to tell Santa their top two or three gift wishes. And that's on 3916 on the dial. What a great way to introduce kids to amateur radio. It's just a lot of fun. And the ham radio operators that play Santa, but Santa is an amateur radio operator, right? So you get a chance to talk to him. And sometimes Mrs. Claus. So you can go to that website, TailgatersNet, TailgatersNet.com, like a tailgate on a truck, TailgatersNet.com. And you can also go to their Facebook page. Go to the 3916 Santa Net on Facebook. 3916 Santa Net on Facebook. Now there's another net, Santa Claus Net, on 14.300. You can also go to 14300.net, and they've got the information there as well. It's a great introduction to ham radio for the kids. It's entertaining for them, and it's a lot of fun. Now that one is just on December 23rd and December 24th. 1400 hours to 2000 hours Eastern time. So go check that out also at 14300.net/Santa Info. And we'll have those links available for you. Okay, now, young partisans, parents, grandparents, this is your chance to practice to win an official Red Ryder Carbine Action 200-shot range model air rifle with a compass in the stock and this thing which tells time. They sold out of the old ones. We were able to get our hands on one of the new reissued 35th year special edition. And it's exciting. It's beautiful, just like the previous years. Okay, so this is pretty cool. But there is a posting now on RadioFreeRedoubt.com. Okay, and we are going to be incorporating numbers this year. It's a little bit different because you have to, there's a certain way to encode or encrypt and decrypt numbers. And there are detailed instructions on this posting. Look for the posting that was just put up just today. Young Partisans OTP Practice Exercise. And that's what you're going to look for. It's one of the most recent posts that's up there. Young Partisans OTP, as in one time pad, practice exercise. So you want to practice for sure, because this year's secret code numbers that are put out will not just be letters, alpha characters, it will be numerical characters as well. And there's a specific way for you to decode those. So I want you guys to check that out. I want you to practice. And then on the 17th, in 2 weeks, we're going to be putting those numbers out for you guys and gals out there. And you got your chance to win a 35-year anniversary edition of that 200-shot Red Ryder range model air rifle with a compass in the stock. Very exciting stuff. So don't forget. And also, there's, you can just look one-time pad, Christmas practice exercise, and you'll see several postings with those. And for the adults. Now, that's for under 18 years old. It's the honor system. Come on now. Santa's watching, right? So make sure that it's the honor system, under 18 years old. And for the big kids out there, there's lots of one-time pad stuff we will be incorporating. Additional one-time pad training, and that's coming up as well. Of course, the kids can participate in those as well, and those are a lot of fun. And it's old school encryption. It still works. It is unbreakable when used properly. So lots of that coming up. And that posting, we talked about that last week. I'll just mention it again. If you go to that posting, one-time pad old school tool, there is several links in there that will take you through practice one-time pads, the one-time pads that we use for all of our training, and the tree series of one-time pads for training purposes is all linked right there in that article. And that article, that posting, is titled One-Time Pads, Unbreakable Encryption, and Old School Tool. So type any of those keywords in there and you'll find that in the search box at RadioFreeRedoubt.com and Amron.com. Okay, now I'm going to talk about some grown-up stuff here in the next segment. So kids, you got to hear about the one-time pad. So parents, you can send the kids out now, because in segment 3, we're going to talk about some kind of heavier stuff. So Stay right there. We'll be back in a minute. This is Radio Free Redoubt.
Hi, I'm Chris Walsh, broker and owner of Revolutionary Realty, based in the heart of America's great redoubt, North Idaho. Every day, I sell homes and land to bankers, doctors, economists, scientists, military folks, and more for good reason. They all know what's coming and want a secure safety and peace for their family. They've done the research and discovered that North Idaho's superior environment, food and security surrounded by more like-minded patriots than anywhere in America. At www.revrealty.us, you can read stories about North Idaho's weather, spring development, growing food, solar, and alternative energy. Additionally, every article has a beautiful quote from the brilliant mind of Thomas Jefferson. We also give you free access to our listings, so feel free to browse our inventory or fill out our short form, and we'll do the searching for you. Call a revolutionary today at 208-667-1776 or visit us online at revrealty.us. That's www.revrealty.us. And God bless you.
Some socialists seem to believe that people should be numbers in a state computer. We believe they should be individuals. We're all unequal. No one, thank heavens, is quite like anyone else, however much the socialists may pretend otherwise. And we believe that everyone has the right to be unequal. But to us, every human being is equally important. A man's right to work as he will, to spend what he earns, to own property, to have the state as servant and not as master, they are the essence of a free economy. And on that freedom, all our other freedoms depend.
Segment 3 here at Radio Free Redoubt. This segment is brought to you by Strategic Landscape Design, designs to keep you safe and help you thrive and helping you to achieve a life of liberty. Check them out, strategiclandscapedesign.com. If you got property you're trying to strategically lay out for maximum production, for sustainability and defensibility, Strategic Landscape Design. I got something that I want to share with you. It's a little story here that somebody sent me. A man spoke to each of his three sons when he sent them off to college. He said, "I feel it's my duty to provide you with the best possible education, and you do not owe me anything for that. However, I want you to appreciate it. As a token, please each put $1,000 into my coffin when I die." And so it happened. His sons became a doctor, a lawyer, and a financial planner, each very successful financially. When their father's time had come and they saw their father in the coffin, they remembered his wish. First, the doctor put 10 newly printed crisp $100 bills into the chest, or onto the chest, of the deceased father. Then the financial planner also put $1,000 there in 20 newly printed crisp $50 bills. Finally, it was the heartbroken lawyer's turn. He reached into his pocket, took out his checkbook, and wrote a check for $3,000, put it into his father's coffin, and took the $2,000 cash. The lawyer is now running for Congress in your district. And isn't that the truth of it? It feels that way. Now, we do need lawyers. We need patriot lawyers to know the law inside and out and understand the Constitution to fight some of these battles. That is a battleground, and we don't have enough patriots in that fight as lawyers. But this is what we're seeing. This is why we're losing faith. This is why the Congress approval and people's confidence in Congress is not often talked about, but sometimes barely double digits as far as approval rating for how Congress is doing. People don't trust them. And there's a reason why they don't trust them. These laws that we're seeing in our country, and we're supposed to be, you know, a nation of laws, and we abide by the rule of law. Well, this last week, we saw something happen. Now, in Congress, they pass laws. And the executive branch is supposed to execute those laws, carry them out, make sure that they're enforced. All the way down to the municipal level, the state level, there's the legislative branch, and then there is an executive branch. And what we're seeing here is a really disturbing trend with local officials snubbing the rule of law. Lawyers getting involved. And now this leftist mentality is taking over. We have completely lost. I don't know. It's got to be has something to do with salt water. I don't know what it is, but it seems like our coastal states are just like off the charts as far as a just totally irrational, illogical approach to everything. And with so many of them becoming sanctuary cities, and this is so disturbing that, you know, earlier this week, that young woman that was killed a couple of years ago, illegal immigrant, deported five times, shoots this young woman in the back on a pier in San Francisco. They couldn't hold him prior to this. He'd been released because of their sanctuary city laws, which basically hamstrung the police and they had to let him go. And then he shoots this woman in the back and kills her and found not guilty. Stunned everybody. Unbelievable. And then this story came out. Mexican man convicted of kidnapping and sexually abusing two Oregon women was grinning, smiling in court. And during this process, he broke into this one woman's home, 65 years old, sexually assaults her, sodomizes her. He's facing these charges. And then right after he assaults her, he takes steals her car and takes off and finds another victim. He gets in the car, forces her, smashing her head into the concrete when she tries to, you know, resist. Shoves her into the car and some bystanders came by. He flees. The police catch him. He finally went to trial for this and he's sitting there grinning from ear to ear. He got 35 years in prison. He won't get out until he's 66 years old. Now, I know, the perfect world, he'd be hanging by a rope. Why are we spending 35 years at $40,000 a year, the cost of keeping an inmate, for 35 years? He should be swinging from a rope. As these family members were describing the psychological impact on them, the victims and their families all spoke at his sentencing while he's grinning. And then on his way out, he says, "I'll see you all in hell," to the family members and the victims. And this piece of garbage was deported 20 times. 20 times. He's convicted of 10 counts, including sexual assault. And this is in a sanctuary state. And earlier in the week, we have a sanctuary city that let another illegal who'd been deported five times walked away, not guilty, shooting a young woman in the back and killing her. This is just really sick. And you have these groups like these multi-faith groups and leftist groups and so-called pro-immigrant groups try to shut down anyone who wants to seal our borders by calling them racists. And it has nothing to do with race. It has everything to do with enforcing our laws. We have plenty of people from South America and Central America who come here legally and they contribute and they're wonderful people and they raise wonderful families and they're actually contributing to society. And then you have this illegal alien problem. They're not immigrants. They're criminals. They're illegal aliens. They have no desire to assimilate and become Americans. They have no respect for our laws. And why would they? We don't enforce them. We make accommodations for criminals by offering them sanctuary. All for the sake of, or under the umbrella of, diversity. And for decades now, diversity is our strength. We need to have diversity for the sake of diversity. And in the Fate of Empires, a beautiful piece that was written, I've talked about before in the past. It's available on the internet. It's a free PDF. Just go Google it. The Fate of Empires. One of the signs of an empire that's at near its end is when diversity is pushed in that society, cultural diversity, simply for the sake of diversity for itself. It's not enough for just people of different backgrounds or ethnicities or religions or whatever that just happen to naturally, this natural process of people just moving and being around each other, and they do just fine. But when you decide to force people to live, all this neighborhood's way too white, what, we got to do something about this. And you artificially alter demographics, it always leads to problems. And that's one of the signs, sure signs, indicators of an empire when it's coming to its end. That was one of the things. So diversity. Diversity is our strength. These sanctuary cities, they hide behind this diversity and equality. But I was doing my Bible reading this morning. I was reading 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 11 and 12. And I came across something very interesting. Spiritual gifts, unity in diversity. Diversity, there's that word again, diversity. But only we're reading the Bible. Isn't it interesting? Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles, carried away to these dumb idols. However you were led, therefore I make it known to you, no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed. Well, he says there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works in all of them. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each other for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit. And this is what struck me as I was reading some of the comments on some of these articles, some of the commentaries by those on the left, talking about how this makes us unified by pushing for diversity. When the diversity that the world is pushing does anything but unite us, it divides us for the sake of diversity. When it's forced that you have all of this diversity but disunity, because they're not there, an illegal alien is not of the same spirit. Does that make sense? They don't want to be Americans. They don't want to adopt American laws, American cultures. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. That's what the scripture says in verse 4. There are diversities of gifts. We all have different gifts and talents, but we're all of the same Spirit. We're all working toward the same goal. And that was the beauty of the diversity in America, the diversity of backgrounds and skills and people contributing for what? The same Spirit, the American Spirit. That thing that made America so powerful, so unique, the beacon on the hill that makes people want to flock to it. Well, now they're flocking to it because of all the free stuff they can get. And they live outside of our culture, and they do not assimilate. This Muslim invasion that those lawyers who become congressmen in your district push for these things, because there's profit in it. This is why somebody who has a net worth of $800,000 becomes a congressman, and just a few years down the road, their net worth is $12 million. A few years later, their net worth is $20 or $30 million. There's huge profit in this. They're selling out. They're not of the same spirit. Although they sell it to you like, oh, diversity is our strength, unified under diversity. But it's not. It divides us. Only in, really, in Christ is really true diversity unifying. And when you had a Christian nation with diverse backgrounds all working in the same spirit, you had this amazing thing called America. What a blessing. What a unique blessing. So you have these sanctuary cities snubbing their nose at federal laws, Washington State, Colorado with their drug laws, saying we don't care what the federal law say. When it comes to immigration, we don't care what the federal law says. We're going to defy those laws, and we are going to actually help facilitate people breaking the law. They're complicit. They're accomplices. Those who pass those ordinances and those sanctuary city laws and ordinances and sanctuary states, they're helping to break the law for the sake of diversity, which is creating disunity. It is breaking us down. Meanwhile, we've got this decorated combat veteran, and there was a case going on right now with Jeremy Kettler, combat veteran, and the Gun Owners Foundation, GOF, the legal arm of the GOA, has been working to defend Jeremy Kettler against these charges brought against him by the previous administration, the president, which will not be named, from their Justice Department. He bought a suppressor, a silencer, if you will, under the protection of the Kansas Second Amendment Protection Act. Kansas beautifully passed the Second Amendment Protection Act. So he buys what he thinks is completely legal. And Kansas was one of the few states to stand up courageously in acting that Kansas Second Amendment Protection Act, also known as SAPA. Well, after that bill was signed, the Attorney General Eric Holder wrote a scathing rebuke to Kansas Governor Sam Brownback, trying to intimidate Kansas and put the state in its place. Well, they did the same thing with marijuana. They've done the same thing with sanctuary cities. There's actually a constitutional amendment that protects your right to self-defense and to bear arms. So Kansas law, SAPA, states that if a firearm, along with the ammo and accessories, is manufactured in Kansas and never leaves Kansas, then it is not governed by federal law, only state law. And they are absolutely correct, because how they regulate firearms is ostensibly under the interstate trade. That's how the ATF enforces that, because firearms manufactured, sold in other states, so they think that they can come in there and regulate it. So this law rightfully states that if it doesn't leave the state, doesn't cross state lines, it's not interstate commerce, and the federal government has no jurisdiction there. So Jeremy, he believed that SAPA allowed a Kansas-made suppressor to be purchased without a registration. Believing he had done nothing wrong, Jeremy posted about his new suppressor on Facebook and YouTube. Well, then ATF agents swarmed into Kansas and arrested him. Their mission was clear: to make an example of Jeremy before SAPA could gain steam in Kansas and before other states would follow its lead. Now, even though it was supposed to be protection for Kansans, in reality, it turned out to be a trap. The Kansas state government, full of tough talk when enacting SAPA, largely abandoned Jeremy when the cards were down. So the Gun Owners Foundation stepped in to defend him, working together with the United States Justice Foundation. So they've appealed the case. And matter of fact, it was a felony if federal agents attempted to enforce laws that were protected under SAPA. He had no intent to violate federal law. In fact, everyone agreed that he thought he was following the law. But the federal prosecutors could care less. They wanted to make an example of him. Under this law, the state is supposed to defend its citizens against arrest and prosecution. But they've just taken a back seat. They're just sitting back with their arms crossed. It's despicable. So these guys, they step forward here to protect him, Gun Owners Foundation. But this is another good example of where states are not asserting the 10th Amendment. They're not asserting the 10th Amendment as sovereign states. Only when they want to. And it's usually for amoral things or immoral things. Things that are to our detriment, such as sanctuary cities for illegal aliens in our country, or for marijuana. So people can smoke dope. And the states, they'll step right up there and defend. They'll snub their nose at the federal government there. But here, it was lip service because they're letting one of their own citizens get ran through the ringer by federal prosecutors for something that the state should be intervening for, because that's the job of the government. That's the job of this. The role of the state is to protect its citizens, to protect their rights. This is just, it's not the America that I grew up in. That's for sure. But, your action item is to write your elected officials and put the pressure on them to come down on these sanctuary cities, sanctuary states. This is the kind of stuff that this is the same thing that there's happening in Europe with embracing this Muslim invasion. They're reaping the consequences of this. People that do not want to assimilate, they're not of the same spirit. It's diversity for the sake of diversity. When you have diversity where it is all those different parts are not of the same spirit, you're going to have tragic consequences. And we've seen that in the courts this week in America. We've seen it in the headlines in Europe. And there's going to be more of it unless we turn this around. So pressure, put the pressure on. California's lost. Oregon, man, they're right there with California. This Oregon is North California. Unless you're in the state of Jefferson, where that's Patriot territory, and they're doing the same thing that the folks in Eastern Washington are doing with the Liberty State. They want to break free, break off. They cannot be ruled by oppressors any longer. They can't take it. And you can't blame them. There are still free zones, and this is Radio Free Redoubt, broadcasting from the free zone, the American Redoubt. Stay right there. We'll be back with segment 4. Hi, everyone. This is John Jacob Schmidt here to tell you about the 299 Days book series by lawyer and author Glenn Tate. Follow him through his real life story of transitioning from middle-aged, unprepared suburbanite to full-blown prepper, tactical team member, and provider and protector of his family. Go to 299days.com to learn more.
We are an exceptional country. Our religion, and I will say it, is exceptional. That's what made us great. So don't be afraid to talk about it, because that's what it means to be an American. The world is looking to us for leadership, not President Obama, us. The people in Ukraine aren't looking to the federal government. They're looking to all these local governments for leadership, and it's going to come from us.
This is segment 4, Radio Free Redoubt. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. My name is your name too, if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot. In segment 4, is brought to you by our friends, Works LLC. That's W-E-R-K-Z as in Zulu .com. Works.com with their holsters, lifetime guaranteed custom holsters made right here in the American Redoubt. Top quality stuff. Great folks. It's Patriot-owned business, so support them for all of your holster needs, including the inside the waistband holsters. They've got some really good stuff, and I carry one. Now, you guys, I want to also give a little plug for the folks that are helping us out with the web hosting. TLC, as in like tender loving care. TLC web hosting. We've got a banner on the website. If you've got a business or for any reason, you have a website and you need it hosted, and you want to support a Patriot owned business in the American Redoubt, it is a, they're a major player in web hosting. They have hundreds and hundreds of websites that they host all over the country, all over the world. And they happen to be right here in the American Redoubt. Trusted, Patriot-owned, and they're not going to cut your website off because you're talking extremist content, you know, like pro-America, pro Second Amendment, pro-Constitution, speaking out about the truth of Islam and what it's doing to our country and what their true intent is. That kind of stuff that'll get you kicked off of other website, web hosting companies. Well, not true with TLC web hosting. So just keep that in mind. You can click on the banner, talk to them, see if it's going to work for you. But their prices are very, very reasonable and their service has just been excellent. They've taken care of such good care of us and taken, they've made several daunting tasks so simple and have taken care of it for us, like the SSL certificates and stuff like that that's rolled up into the package. So I want to pass that along to you guys. Now, I've gotten in the last week and a half, I've gotten, I don't know how many emails with a link to Natural News and the Health Ranger video about contractors being told to be prepared for urban operations in the United States. Now, I like the Health Ranger. He's a good guy and he's got solid information about nutrition and stuff. It's just, and he gets into other things. He's a patriot. I've only listened to him a couple times. I've seen his articles and things. I just like, he's a good guy. He's solid. But this, I watched the video or listened to the podcast that he did saying that there's, contractors are being told, we're talking about Department of Defense, military contractors, like mercenaries, are being told to prepare for urban operations in the United States, which means operations are being planned. That's what he said. So I said, immediately red flags go up. Stop right there. Okay, because military contractors are being told to start training for urban operations in America does not mean operations are being planned. That's not evidence. The operations are being planned on the streets of America using mercenaries. Okay, that's an indicator of what could be. It's an indicator of a possible action. It is not evidence of an actual event. There's a difference between indicators and evidence. Indicator of what's possible versus evidence of what is. So let's get that out there right there in the open. So somebody says, I've listened to this gentleman regarding health issues. He's not steered me wrong. His takes on conservative issues have been pretty spot on in the past. So I thought I would pass this on for whatever it's worth and wonder if your sources in the military and contractors are saying the same things. 73 and blessed Christmas season. Okay, cool. Thank you for this. And, when I listened to that podcast, I just went, oh man, no, because everybody's freaking out. Oh, there's military operations. They're being planned. They're planning. No, they're not. Okay. It doesn't mean that they are. It means it's possible. But I'm really pleased to see that yesterday he wrote a follow-on posting, added some clarification to this. Now, there are real legitimate threats. Look, kids can't even go on field trips in Baltimore anymore because of the gun violence, because of the violence, like Mogadishu. And now we have Antifa, almost killed a guy, beat him almost to death just this week. Well, this is pretty cool. FBI launches investigation into Antifa criminals. Thank you, FBI. Maybe now that the real enemy is served, you can stop looking for boogeyman among the patriots. Crying out loud. Now, I know those FBI agents in the listening audience. I know there's pretty much all of your major branches or offices, departments, bureaus, agencies, let's call them agencies, are in this listening audience. I know you guys keep a super low profile, and I respect that. There are patriots everywhere. There truly are. Okay. FBI. It is long overdue that you started looking at these leftist communist revolutionaries more deeply, because they are true violent enemies of America, not the patriots. And I know most of you in this listening audience, you get that. You're like, yeah, we know. But PamelaGeller.com, she posted this from the Daily Caller. FBI is launching an investigation into people motivated to commit violent criminal activity by Antifa ideology, according to Thursday's announcement by the organization's director. FBI Director Christopher Wray announced the investigation into to the House Homeland Security Committee, emphasizing the organization was not investigating people for their ideology, but rather crimes committed because of the ideology. There's some wordsmithing for you. We do have a very active domestic terrorism program, and while we're not investigating Antifa as Antifa, why not? If they've got Antifa, it's like, as far as I'm concerned, it's like Tombstone with Wyatt Earp. All right, if I see, I'm going to be hunting the cowboys, and if I see a red sash, I'm going to shoot the man wearing it, right? Okay, if you are labeled as, if you're identifying yourself as Antifa, you are a communist revolutionary, or at least, at the very least, a useful idiot that's being pulled along by the crowd, and you're contributing to the problem. Antifa are communist, anti-American revolutionaries, and they're violent, and they've threatened to carry out violence, and they've actually carried out violence. They're investigating 1,000 instances of possible domestic terror. Okay, so they're going after, we pursue because of threats, not ideology, opinion, or rhetoric. Well, you better be paying attention. That's going to change. Right now, you're trying to be politically correct. Right now, you're trying to not ruffle any feathers. You're wordsmithing, right? You're trying to soften the blow here. At some point, you're going to have to realize straight up that you're going to have to pursue them because of their ideology and their opinions and their rhetoric. You just play games all you want, but eventually you're going to have to face the fact that their ideology and their opinion and their rhetoric drives their actions. Nationwide, this is what the Health Ranger did this follow-up article. Nationwide civil unrest coming, and city dwellers are the least prepared to survive. This is a Natural News. We'll put a link to it. It's really good. But he says, as far as the podcast, military contractors being told to prepare for domestic deployment inside the United States to prevent cities from being burned to the ground by raging lunatic mobs. Yes, mass social unrest is in their near future, according to the people who run military contracting operations. Okay, this is the clarification I was looking for, that I was hoping he would do, and I was going to cover this. okay, we have a growing threat in our cities in the United States. These contractors being told, heads up, be prepared for urban ops, does not mean that they're going to be used as mercenaries to start rounding up American citizens. And our country is going to be run by mercenaries. That's not what this is about. This is about people that are finally taking notice of how bad the situation is, how what's brewing, what's like bubbling under the surface. And when this breaks, our cities are going to be extremely dangerous places. How do we know this? Well, we have the benefit of history. And about a few current events around the world where we're seeing large cities with massive civil unrest and the streets being owned by leftist communist revolutionaries like Antifa, like Black Lives Matter, many of those groups within Black or attached to Black Lives Matter, or at least wearing their banner, flying their banner. So this is what he writes, the Health Ranger. He says, we don't know yet exactly. Oh, let me stop right there. Okay, I've got my feelers out. The question was, have I heard anything from the military or contracting world? I've got my feelers out there. I've got some people that are looking into it. If you're in the military or you're in an agency or you're working for a contractor, if you want to anonymously contact me and read me in on what you guys are getting as far as the type of heads up, warning orders, and anything like that for planning, for training, for these type of operations, so we can shed some light on this and add some clarification, just go ahead and contact me. And if you want to do that PGP encryption, that's totally fine. You can get a hold of me at johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com. How you usually get a hold of me. And or my unseen account, johnjacob@unseen.is. And I have a PGP key for that as well for sending encrypted correspondence. All right, now, he says, we don't yet know exactly what event might set off such widespread civil unrest, but it's not difficult to make some informed guesses about possible scenarios. An EMP attack from North Korea, an attempted left-wing revolution to overthrow America, a deep state coup attempt to remove President Trump from office, the collapse of the global debt pyramid, mass arrests of left-wing pedophiles in positions of power, and so on. He's right. All of these things could trigger major unrest. And this is what the statists, this is what the globalists want. They want our city streets burning. They want chaos. They need to create chaos so they can come in, swooping in with the solution. Right? So the point is that the military contractors, which are former military personnel who are hired back on as private contractors, are well equipped to operate as domestic special forces, quote, to carry out specific missions on U.S. soil without violating posse comitatus. Now, this is a potential danger for freedom, is using mercenaries that fall outside of posse comitatus. If somebody evil with evil intent wants to use the contractors as a tool for that. So something worth, you know, paying attention to, but not being alarmed at this point. All right. You watch it. You just pay attention, maintain situational awareness about what's going on, but don't get spun up over this. That's not what this is about right now. They need to start thinking about all the resources that they could bring to bear if our streets in our cities start burning to the ground. It's going to be pretty chaotic. There'll be a lot of people that will need protection. There'll be a lot of facilities that will need protecting. Anyway, let's continue on. For the record, I happen to know a lot of these men, and the ones I know are 100% pro-American patriots who are upstanding citizens. They are well prepared to help defend America against those who are desperately trying to destroy it from within. I agree with that. I was a military contractor myself. I know I have several friends who also were military contractors, and they are hardcore patriots. But I will also tell you that in the military and in the contractor world and pretty much anywhere where there's humans, there are those who will absolutely carry out orders no matter how unlawful or grotesque or vile those orders are. They're just there. And you just need to know that. Face that reality. These contractors are courageous, highly capable men who are experts in hand-to-hand combat, land navigation, assault tactics, and long-range target shooting. Every one of them is a survivalist by nature, and they are hardy, intelligent, dedicated individuals. Do not take my article as implying in any way that these are bad people. In fact, my belief is that you will beg for their protection against the out-of-control left-wing mobs and militant groups, such as Antifa, that are trying to burn this country to the ground. So, good. Then he goes into different types of missions that they could carry out. And this is what I was going to cover tonight before this article came out. And so he's got a pretty good list of stuff that I was going to cover. These type of guys, these military contractors, will be used for guarding key infrastructure against terrorists, like power distribution hubs, power plants, railroads. They'll be used for taking out terror cells, possibly, like Antifa, etc., and their leadership with precision assaults or sniper missions. They'll be used for manning key transportation checkpoints, such as those leading in and out of cities. They can provide overwatch protection for local law enforcement who are attempting to quell crazed left-wing mobs. They can be used for running rescue operations to retrieve individuals who have been kidnapped or trapped by left-wing terrorists. Used for extracting people from live shooting scenarios, even while the battle is still raging. Sabotaging infrastructure being used by left-wing terrorists. And destroying supply hubs like ammunition depots, fuel depots, etc. of domestic enemies. So that's part of that article. We'll link that so you can go read that whole article. But that's some clarification there. A lot of people were very panicked when they first learned of this military contractor is going to be, you know, used in urban operations. Here we go. There's like the Huns or like the the German mercenaries during the Civil War, right? I mean, the Revolutionary War. That has happened in the past, and it will likely happen in the future. But that's not where we are right now with this. Okay, at this point, these are the good guys. And they'll just have a different mission that will augment the military in a massive civil unrest. Like what Antifa is trying to do is foment a revolutionary war, and much of that will be carried out in the cities. And there won't be mobs. They will be running direct action operations against infrastructure to take out the internet, to cut fiber optic cables, to take out power, to block roads, blow up fuel depots. That's the kind of stuff that they'll be doing. There's just going to be a lot of manpower that will be required to put eyes on all of that stuff to prevent it from sabotage and willful destruction by leftists. That's a very, very real scenario. And I'm really pleased to see that the FBI is finally turning, putting their sights on Antifa. I wish they would put that much emphasis on the Islamic front with their, it's an invasion. There's just really no other way to put it. Al-Hijra. Mostly cultural, but we know from mosques around the world, we've seen they're using the mosques as military hubs, but they're protected. They won't go in. They want to go near them. They don't want to look in there because it might offend them. They've discovered mosques around the world in Europe with massive arms caches, and it's just I wish they would pay more attention to that. Sleeper cells, Al-Qaeda, hardcore Islamic extremist groups that are operating out of many of these mosques. So anyway, but right now, that's not what we're talking about. I hope that adds some shed some light on this latest revelation of military contractors being told to prepare for urban operations in the United States. I think it's wise to start orienting some of their training toward these potential scenarios, especially now where we have such momentum being built up among communist revolutionary groups that have already demonstrated violence and talking about bringing more. They've showed that they're willing to do it. And they are on a war path of hate. And they are hurting people. And they are breaking things. And they're talking that it's just going to intensify, that they're just getting started. We better take them seriously. Because there's been a lot of countries that have been, that have fallen to communism and coups and overthrows of governments that started off with a bunch of kids throwing Molotov cocktails in the street and picking people out of a crowd and beating them up. And next thing you know, you've got a communist regime in place and they're in charge. So I think that proper perspective at this point in time with the political social environment that we have right now to be looking at that whole thing with the military contractors. If you are in that world and you've got information you'd like to pass on to me for additional clarification, I'd appreciate it. John Jacob at RadioFreeRedoubt.com. All right, you guys have a blessed week. And next week, next Sunday, we should be live streaming. I've got the UPS tracking number. I'll be watching it. It should be coming in midweek. We'll have it all configured, ready to go. So we'll be live streaming all of our Sunday pre-show programming with Wall Builders, with Chris Ann Hall, our old time radio, and Radio Free Redoubt at 8 p.m. Pacific next Sunday. I'm excited. I hope you guys are too. And we'll talk then. So, we'll talk Saturday on KTW, the American Christian Network affiliates, on the AM and FM dial, and live streaming for you outside the wire. This is John Jacob Schmidt. You've been listening to the voice of the American Redoubt. Have a blessed week. Good night.